Now, the UN Special Envoy for Syria has called for elections in the country in 18 months ahead of a new round of peace talks between Syria's warring sides. Stephane de Mistura said substantive talks will begin in Geneva on Monday and will last no longer than 10 days. He said the negotiations start the countdown to both presidential and parliamentary elections in Syria under UN observation. De Mistura said the Geneva talks will focus on forming an inclusive new government and a new constitution in addition to planning elections. Meanwhile, the Syrian opposition has said it will attend the peace talks. The High Negotiations Committee says its delegation will focus on creating what it called a transitional governance body with full executive powers. The HNC insists on the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad, but the Riyadh-based group downplayed chances of an agreement in the Geneva talks. The previous round of Geneva talks was halted in February due to major differences. Well, for more, let's go to Washington and discuss this with James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jatras, how promising would the upcoming peace talks with the opposition be?
It's very hard to tell. I mean, despite its lofty title, High Negotiating Committee, this representative of the opposition is really not master of itself. I mean, they depend on the Saudis and other outside powers simply to survive. They're in a very precarious position in this ceasefire situation, yet they make demands. Assad must go, this must be a transition to a post-Assad order, and that they want full executive authority, even though there's simply no prospect they're going to get it. So the question is will they negotiate in good faith from a position of weakness with the Damascus government, or will they pretend that they're in charge of the situation when they're not?
But again, what will happen if the talks fail and the collapse?
Well, if the talks fail, then the military advances being made by the Syrian army and the Russian Air Force will continue. And these groups, at some point, if they represent anything at all and have any instinct for self-preservation, will come and make the best deal they can possibly make, or they will be destroyed along with Daesh and al-Nusra.
Regarding the elections, what is the likelihood of Bashar Assad running in the elections, and would it be fair if he's forced not to run in the elections?
No, I don't think it would be fair at all. I think a very substantial portion of the Syrian people, and I think perhaps a majority, want him to stay on as president. It's not for outside powers to dictate that. And frankly, I think it would have a destabilizing effect on Syria if we get this kind of charade that, well, Assad will step down, but the state will continue. I think it would be destabilizing to the Syrian state to suggest that Assad must go.
All right, James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.